Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Sassy Elliot. Hey. Sassy. Girl. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The hit that has taken over the nation, Sassy Elliot, joining us now as he does every Friday at 3 o'clock is Sassy Elliot, Shore Parks. What's up, Elliot?
Man, I can't wait till the pregame show on Sunday when people just yell, girl, out from the crowd. It'll be fun.
Hey!
Yeah.
Now I want Elliot to do cameo and just people to pepper him with, I want you to do it sassy, though. Can you do the greeting sassy? So, Elliot, I'll ask you the same thing we started the show with. Confidence level, is it like for an Eagles win? I know you're completely objective, but very confident, pretty confident. Where are you?
I would say if, 10 is ultra confident, I'm probably at like a 6.5.
Wow.
Ooh, boy.
I think they'll win the game. I think they're better than the 49ers, but it's been 18 weeks of this team constantly shooting themselves in the foot. So, I think they should be able to move the ball in the Niners. The Niners don't have a good defensive line. I also think the Niners are especially bad at the exact thing the Eagles need teams to be bad at, which is they have a bad first down defense and a bad second down defense. And if there's one thing that's really hurt the Eagles offense all year is getting behind the sticks, not getting a productive first down, and then it messes everything up. They can't get into a hurry up. They, can't run the ball. Not that they run it well, but they can't run it. So, it's all set up to do it, but I've waited all year for this team to put together a complete game on offense. They didn't do it in Buffalo. So I think they win the game, but I would be pretty surprised if on Monday we're sitting here and it's like that was the team we thought they would be all season long.
Yeah, it sort of seems like even if they go to the Super Bowl, I don't know that we'll ever, I don't know that we'll have a game where we say that. It just sort of seems like the way that this team wins games, I will agree with you on this. Generally, I think you overrate turnovers. I think for this particular team this year, it could be like a turnover for them could be catastrophic because everything's a one-score game, right? And I do think that that part of the offense is built for how bad they are otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think their postseason run to me is going to come down to three things. Like first down offense, turnovers, and penalties. If they can be good at those three things, I think the offense is good enough, and I think the defense is definitely good enough for them to win any of the games they might face, whether that be in the Super Bowl. I think at Chicago is the toughest game they would face. But if they take care of the ball in Chicago, if they don't commit dumb penalties, like they can beat the Bears. But it's just those three things outside of the turnovers have really hurt them this year. So, I the good news is that Kyle Shanahan is like 1-38 and when it's 7 points or less going into the fourth quarter. So, if they can just keep it close, they have a really good chance of winning. And that's why I do think they will. But, I think people setting themselves up to think they're going to look like a whole new team on Sunday is probably thinking a bit too much.
Yeah, and even
doesn't sound like you're as confident or more confident than last year.
That is an excellent point, Ike.
No, I would say I'm more confident than
Because you forgot. You forgot. Yep.
Yeah.
We don't forget. Yep.
Yeah. More confident.
But what about the locker room yesterday? How happy they were.
That was encouraging to see. Now the locker room today was a little more quiet. I don't know if they saw my tweet and decided not to show off again on how much they all get along. But no, it was definitely a more subdued locker room today. But yeah, yesterday was a great locker room.
So from a health standpoint, we know that Lane practiced yesterday. I guess the three that we would have questions about would be Lane Johnson, N'Kobe Dean, and Drew Mukuba. Where are they all at, respectively?
Yeah, so Andrew Mukuba is not going to play again this season. I would be shocked if he took the field again. So I think he's, I would just consider Marcus Epps a starter. At this point. And then in terms of Lane and N'Kobe's definitely going to play. And Lane, I also think is like 98%. I think with his injury, like returning from practice, you do want to see how he recovers from each day of work. But the injury report will come out in an hour or so, and I think he'll probably just be listed as no injury designation. I think the only questionable player they'll have is Brett Toth. And that'll just be because he's not fully through the concussion protocol yet. So they should enter this game with all 22 starters and pretty much every key backup healthy.
There you go. Yeah, well, that's what we need.
Yeah, I think I think we're talking to Costos or whoever it was. Maybe it was one of our callers. I think the decision to rest the starters, it ends up, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it hurts them next week, but I do think it helps them this week, especially considering the opponent and how the 49ers had to play right down to the wire, and they end up playing the Niners instead of the Packers, and the Packers were rested last week. So I think it helps them this week. Might not help them next week, but it definitely helps them this week.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think the Niners playing such a physical game last week and then also having to fly across country is a benefit. The kind of devil's advocate argument I would make for that is they are coming off playing a super intense game, and their level of play has been ratcheted up from that. The Eagles will have, had a week off, right? So I do think early on, like seeing how the Eagles respond to the start of the game, I'd assume the Niners, while they might be, banged up physically, I think that hurts them more later in the game. I could see a world where the Niners came out kind of firing on all cylinders coming off that game. So the Eagles early on, I do think, like, they'll have to, show up right away. Otherwise, they could find themselves behind.
Yeah, and I don't know why they wouldn't show up right away. They're at home.
Well,
they are rested. That's what they wanted. They should be pumped and ready to go Sunday. Getting off to a slow start and getting booed in the first quarter because you're going three and out again. I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they want to do it, and I don't think that's the plan. But, I do think when you have a week off that there is elements of rust there, right? I mean, they didn't play last week. The offense in the second half against Buffalo wasn't great. So it's been a little bit.
There's no rust.
Okay.
There's no rust.
You haven't played in a week. Like, you see all the time in the playoffs, teams that have that bye come out slow out of the ball.
They don't even look that good when they're not rusty.
Well, first of all, nobody gave the Eagles a pass for only scoring 10 points in Green Bay after the bye week. No one said they're rusty.
No, I agree. I'm not saying they
should
get a pass
for it. No rust. No rust. No rust. You got rest. You didn't play last week. We don't have the 2 seed. You better go out and put boots to asses Sunday. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, grow up, Elliot.
Well, I will say this, that I do think one advantage they'll have in terms of which head coach will have their team ready to play more. Like, I do think Nick, just the toughness of this team to start the game, I do think will help because
there you go, again,
coming into it. So I do think there's that, but like rust is a real thing, and it wouldn't shock me if they came out rusty.
Last thing, Elliot, because we just assume it's a fair assumption with how well they play that the defense is just going to do their job. Is there anything that the Niners do specifically that would give you any pause with the Eagles defense? Anything that they do that they can take advantage of with the Eagles?
So there would be two concerns, I think. One would be there's no real need for Quinyon in this game in the way that, like, they don't have great receivers that line up on the outside. So I don't know if it's a huge advantage. Like, Quinyon should shut down whoever it is, but you're kind of negating one of the Eagles' best players. So that would be one concern. But the real concern for me would be if they can get Nakobe isolated against McCaffrey. Like, the Eagles do play zone, so it's not like he's going to be one-on-one. But there have been times this year where Nakobe has been caught going down the sideline with a running back. So I think that, you know, Kittle, I think they'll have a plan in place for it, and they'll have a plan for McCaffrey. But if the Niners are able to isolate Nakobe on McCaffrey, that would be a concern of mine. But, I mean, outside of that, like, they throw the ball well, but the Eagles do have a good secondary, and I think a lot of that is through the running back, obviously McCaffrey and Kittle, and the Eagles have good linebackers. Like, if you think back to 2023, when the Niners came in here, they absolutely torched the Eagles linebackers in that game. And I don't think it was like the main reason they invested in the position, but they certainly have put a lot more resources into linebackers since that game. So it would just be the Nakobe McCaffrey one-on-one. But outside of that, I think if the Eagles defense doesn't bite into the eye candy and isn't out-schemed, like, they have more talent than the Niners offense.
Well, Elliot.
They out-schemed?
Let's hope they...
Vic Fangio, the master?
Come on, man.
Well, the Bears did it to him. I mean,
no, they didn't out-scheme him.
Yeah, they didn't out-scheme
him. No, that was just terrible play.
Yeah. I think it
was a bit of both. But.
Yeah, that was the worst the Eagles' defense has looked from a tackling standpoint and intensity standpoint.
That's why you shouldn't play it the day after Thanksgiving.
Here, Elliot.
Not an excuse guy, though. Yeah, not an excuse guy.
Here's the reason the Eagles got to win, because we need James to have to do podcasts every day next week, too. So that's why the reason we need the Eagles to win. You can subscribe to the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Sassy Elliott, thank you as always.
Yeah.
Yep. Talk to you guys on that.
There he is, Sassy Elliott, Short Parks. We do have breaking news, though.
Uh-oh.
Hit the breaking news sounder, Jack.
Breaking news.
Max Kepler has been suspended 80 games for testing positive for PEDs.
We need a bad batch. The damn show didn't work.
That's the big revelation here. We finally found a PED that doesn't work.
It doesn't matter. Did he get a bad batch? What?
Well, he did hit the ball harder toward the end of the year. Yeah, I thought so. A little bit. Yeah.
We always remember the last 2 months of Max Kepler very fondly. Wow.
So there he is, Max Kepler.
Wow.
Tested. I wonder if he got him from Alvarado.
Yeah, we're
may
now.
Have.
Yeah.
He may have.
All this cheating and no winning.
Yeah, that's great.
Seriously, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, seriously, everybody else at least wins.
Yeah, can we get one?
Dude, could you imagine if they had gone to the World Series on a couple of huge Max Kepler homers, and then we get this next? Oh, it would be hilarious. We'd be ranting and raving when they didn't sign him in the offseason after Max Kepler had all those big hits for us. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
Come on, OG.
What's up? What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, need you. Let's go.
We in there, baby.
Yeah.
We in this thing. Hey, listen, here's what I want people to understand. That the Eagles had a goal. Every team has a goal in the beginning of the year. That's the number one is to make the playoffs. Number two is to win your division. Now, we've accomplished those goals.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Through all the turmoil we went through, I don't know that people realize that we came into this season with one offense that we were going to be running. Remember, Van Sumeren, the fullback, he was supposed to play a huge part in what we were going to try to do this
year. Oh, you got it. This is, you can't be serious.
Can I ever call this?
Well, it's just when you start going down this road.
Don't nobody say nothing about when you be lying about baseball players and all.
Because I tell the truth.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't interrupt there. I laughed, but I let you cook. I'm going to let you cook here, OG.
All I ask is let me land my plane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're circling the airport for hours, but it's fine. Go ahead.
I'm probably the most knowledgeable football guy that comes on this damn show that y'all never give credit to.
Yep.
Wow, for sure.
And I'm trying to educate you. Yes.
Pick up where you were. They lost Van Sumeren, and it changed everything.
Okay, so what that did is that took you to another style of the offense that you're going to be running, okay? So now, here we are today. We went through the so-called tough schedule that I said that we come into the season with. Now, Spike, you counted the chips up after the fact. That's not how that goes.
Well, sure it does.
Coming out, we had the toughest schedule, so we ain't going to argue about that. So I think we both win on that because you were right about the end of the season that it didn't turn out to be that.
Okay.
I was right about the beginning of the season.
Look at that.
They did
it. What a beautiful moment.
That's all. Yeah.
Yeah. One matters, one doesn't.
So here we are now, right?
Yeah.
Coming into a playoff game where the plan was not to play, not to get your guys injured, but to get them rest. So now you come in with your entire complete offensive line. Healthy. A running game now that can actually go, that makes your passing game go. The defense is already set in stone. I have never seen in my time of watching football come into the playoffs with a defense of our ilk that we got the status. And with the offensive offense that we have, go into a playoff game and come up short against a team on as the 49ers is currently set up right now. So this here game is a wash. It's a stone cold victory. Guarantee. Ain't no close crap.
I like
it's 32-9.
Wow.
It's going to be the score. And you can take that to the bank. Because one thing about the OG, this mouth don't write no check that this ass can't cash. Paul.
Wow.
Now, and I'm going to say something going out the door.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
That little short guy that y'all be having coming on here.
Mosh?
He's a bum.
Oh, Chuck. Okay.
Yeah, Chuck from wherever the hell he say he from. You know what I'm saying? They say they found that Joker sitting at the door of Chickie and Pete's men's bathroom waiting for somebody to lift him up on the toilet to take a go.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Boo boy.
Come on, man. Yeah. So, yeah.
Kiss my ass.
And don't be messing with the girl, Kristen. Okay? She's on point. I know, Spike. I know she got you.
Well, no. We have a good relationship, me and Kristen.
I know. Yeah. I know. But she
did
really good.
Yeah. She is an enabler. You know? She is an enabler. All right, OG. Get out of here. What a classic OG call. And I just let the... I decided going into it, and he said, look... We had to change the whole offense, and I'm like, "What is he going to say here?" Because Ben Van Sumeren got hurt, and I let it go.
I was not expecting that one.
Jack could not let it go.
No,
yeah,
no. But I like it. It's a new wrinkle on why the offense looked the exact same for three seasons.
First time I heard it.
Listen. Yeah.
First time.
I mean, they did put Latu in there.
He did.
They did. So, he's not BVS though.
Yeah. He's not Ben Van.
He's not a Spartan dog. Come on.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Ben Van Sumeren basically John Ritchie back there.
Yeah, he was nasty.
Van Sumeren, yeah. Yeah.
Poor guy got hurt in the first kickoff.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Harris in New York. You're on WIP. What's up, Harris?
Hey, guys. Let me just preface the call by saying I am an Eagles fan. I feel pretty confident they're going to win this weekend. And I'm like a 70% Sirianni fan.
Okay.
Now, up here in New York, everybody's doing cartwheels about Harbaugh to the Giants. And by everybody, I'm just talking about like all the WFAN hosts.
Yep.
Yes.
Stinky, Evan, Fat Marash, everybody's doing cartwheels.
Poor Sean.
Wow.
The only team The only team that scares them about Harbaugh is the Eagles. They've been saying it for 2 days. So it kind of begs the question, right? Like, let's just say this Sunday the Eagles lose 27-10.
Yeah.
Right? At home, bad loss. Offense looks like crap, like they have most of the season. If you're Howie Roseman, if you're cutthroat Howie, and we know that Harbaugh is waiting until after this weekend to see what shakes out, and you make that call to Harbaugh because you got to call him first, and Harbaugh says, I want that job, you let Sirianni go after this weekend and go get Harbaugh?
No.
Yeah, I'm a no, too. I think it has 0% chance of happening. I think those, I think the FAN hosts are, I heard Gio say it, too. Mm-hmm. They just don't know what they're talking about.
No.
Yeah, I think it would be stunning if they fired Nick Sirianni. Stunning.
What advantage. Yeah, I love John. Hold on real quick. I love John. He's my former coach. What advantage would he have of being the head coach over Nick Sirianni being a head coach?
Well, I'll tell you. It's a simple question. Who do you think is a better head coach, Nick Sirianni or John Harbaugh?
I asked you, what advantage would John Harbaugh give you over Nick Sirianni?
Well, I think in totality, Harbaugh is a better head coach.
Based on what?
The fact, I just think he's a better head coach based on his 18 years in the Ravens organization. He's had a tremendous amount of success.
What about the last 5 years? Just compare the last 5 years. The 5 years that Nick Sirianni...
Hold on.
The 5 years that Nick Sirianni's been the head coach here... And the same 5 year span with John Harbaugh. I can't worry about what John Harbaugh did in 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16. It's 2025. It's 2025.
Six.
Oh, 26. I'm sorry. Yes, yeah. It's 2026. And he's a CEO head coach. He's not a play caller.
Right.
So yeah. I don't see the advantage. I just don't see the difference, quite frankly.
The only reason I think he makes the call without anybody knowing is if it's a loss like I just described. Now, I think one of the only reasons he may not do that, right, to take the other side of it, is I think someone like Harbaugh walks into an organization and says, I want to really work.
That's the other thing that nobody's saying is that Howie, hold on a second, Howie has a type. Like
right. We've seen the last two head coaches.
And they had an opportunity to interview Jim Harbaugh. They didn't do it. Like, even if John Harbaugh comes in here and isn't actually the GM, that is a strong-willed head coach that gets a lot more say. They have a structure that works for them. The GM picks the players, the coach coaches the team, and that's the way it works. And you go and hire some, and never mind the fact, throw all that away, they're not firing Nick Sirianni.
Why would they even fire Nick Sirianni?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, they'd fire him because it's been so up and down. Listen, this team is mired in controversy.
He just won the Super Bowl last year!
Oh, no. I'm not saying it wouldn't be controversial if they did it. I'm just saying,
I'm out. I'm losing brain cells.
I appreciate the call, Harris. Yeah,
I just won the Super Bowl last year. Why would they fire him?
Well, it's not like they went 6-11 this year. They won the division. They're a home playoff favorite. And I think your initial thing is forgetting about the fact they wouldn't fire him. I also understand what a great coach John Harbaugh is.
I love Harbs.
I don't understand the upgrade.
Yes.
In terms of a it's not like the team has a bad culture. It's not like...
Exactly.
He's not coming in here trying to fix what... He goes to the Raiders. I get
right.
it. Goes even the Giants. I get
right.
it. There's so many teams. I get it. The Dolphins.
Right.
I get it. Here, they feel like they're organized. They don't need a culture setter there. They have the culture here. It just doesn't make any sense.
And reports are that he and Lamar didn't get along anymore.
Right.
And there were other players on the team that basically had tuned him out.
Yeah.
So that means he lost the locker room.
Yeah, that just doesn't make any sense.
I love Harbs. Not here.
No. If there was some head coach that had, if Sean McVay's contract ran out and you wanted to make that case, you could at least, I still don't think they'd fire Sirianni, but at least you could make the case about why that is an upgrade.
There's a difference.
There's a difference. Oh, we don't have to worry about offensive coordinator every year. We don't have to, you know, this, that, and the other.
You John basically Harbaugh. Would be hiring the same guy for the same thing.
This guy's 20 years older. That's about it, you know?
What a segment of ideas.
Yes.
BVS.
Yes.
The key to the offense. Fire Sirianni, hire John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I blame, I'm kind of proud of them. If I'm being honest, I'm kind of proud of the FAN hosts. This is the third call now that we've gotten because the FAN hosts are talking about, you know, Harbaugh going to the Eagles. I'm proud of them for stirring that up. It's not realistic. I don't think it's realistic at all.
Well, what the Giants should have done was got rid of Joe Shane.
Well, it was a huge mistake.
Yeah, that's what they should have done.
It was a huge mistake. Or you call John Harbaugh and you're like, look, if you want that guy to go.
Exactly.
Fine. You know, them keeping Joe Shane was the most Giants thing that ever happened. The most Giants thing that ever happened.
And by the way, I think Stefanski's a good coordinator. The best part of the Browns has been Jim Schwartz being there.
Yeah, their defense.
It's their defense.
And when was the last time, when he went Coach of the Year? 2022.
And he won it based off of Flacco coming in, winning some games.
Yeah.
And I think the year Baker took him to the playoffs, he won it.
Yeah, because he won it twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just Browns, you know, people are like, oh, the Browns did something.
Yeah. Twice. I mean, I'm sure he's a good coach.
Yeah, but I think he's a good coordinator.
Yeah, yeah, but he's not a fire
guy. I like the way
guy,
he handled Shedeur Sanders this year.
215-592-9494 coming up next. Oh, my God. It's been 3 weeks. Since Tornado been. Shapiro's game day forecast?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about
ready.
That. Oh, my goodness. Harry, what was his name? Harry in New York?
Yes. Or something.
Harris.
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 Yeah.
Took me off my square.
He did.
For a minute
he
there.
He did. You got mad. You got mad. 215-592-9494. Tornado Shapiro next. Also, an update on the Bo Bichette situation. We told Jack 5 minutes. An update on the Bo Bichette situation. So that is
add
coming.
Add more Max Kepler talk.
Add more Max Kepler talk as well. Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.